It's a blessed new day in the good counsel of Elohim, my dear brothers and sisters. We are thankful for the wonderful counselor who by his grace has given us the wings of faith to be able to fly with him. And we know that this is the gift, the treasure that he has given us. It is not of ourselves, but of God. For as we read in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that it is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has beforehand ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. What a beautiful scripture that we read here, to know that this gift is of God, and lest any flesh shall boast before him. It is God who gave us this wonderful gift, and it is God who is working in us a good work that he had before ordained within his counsel, that we should walk in these works of God. As we once walked in the counsel of the ungodly, we were walking according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, who is the father of disobedience. But glory be to the Father of lights, who has indeed given us the marvelous light that awakened us from the sleep of darkness. The prophet Isaiah tells us in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. The Lord has risen upon us, and his glory is seen upon us through his word. And this gave us the wings of his word to fly above every mountain that is set before us. The glorious wings of faith has been seen upon us, and we are learning how to fly. As a mother eagle teaches her young eagles how to fly, so is our mighty eagle teaching us, and therefore we are learning Christ. For Christ is the mighty eagle flying to rescue us from the enemy. The prophet Samuel tells us in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 7, he says, in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. So we read here in verse 18, how the Lord heard the cry and he came to deliver us from our enemies. Amen. And he flew upon the wings of the wind as an eagle, and he came to deliver all his children that were scattered in this world. Truly, we are learning Christ every day. We are learning how to fly. And we have to fly above all the powers of the air. The day is approaching when the Lord will say to the evil, all the evil that is counseling against us, he will tell them to give up and to surrender. And so will he gather together his elect to fly away with him in the air. And this is the prophecy that Isaiah spoke of. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 6 and 7, he tells us, I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. Amen. We are created for his glory. He is the one forming the new creature in us and has made our secret wings. He has made wings that an eye cannot see. The wings of the butterfly is always formed in secret, in its cocoon. So are we in his secret chambers, being formed into a glorious butterfly to have glorious wings in order to fly away. We are his vessels of mercy, which the potter is turning us into a new clay, for the old clay we were born in was marred with iniquity. But the Lord is making all things new for us. He promised that he will make all things new. And Paul tells us in Romans chapter 9, verse 23, that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had beforehand prepared unto glory. Amen. And again, Paul speaks of this hidden mystery. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7, he says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained beforehand, before the world, unto our glory. Truly, God has ordained for us to fly in glory before the world began. This was part of the hidden wisdom which he counseled within himself. And this is the wisdom being revealed unto us day by day, little here, little there, to give us little reviving in our bondage. For there is one thing keeping us from truly being able to fly away, and it is the bondage of this iniquity that is currently in our bodies. But the Lord has promised through the prophet Zechariah that in one day he will remove this iniquity in our land. Amen. The weight we carry now is this iniquity, and this is the weight of our cross that we are required to carry. Jesus carried that cross of weight, and he carried the sins of the world. We are to carry our weight and our cross and follow him. But let it be known that this weight cannot be compared to the weight of glory which we shall eternally carry. And this is our groaning and desire. This should be our prayer focus. This was the prayer that Moses prayed in the wilderness. And we read his prayer in the book of Psalms, chapter 90. From verse 8, we can see how Moses said that our iniquities are before thee, O Lord. Our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told, as a story that is told. The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength going to be labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Amen. The Lord will cut it short for the elect's sake, and this generation will not pass away until his promise will come to pass. And just as Moses prayed to fly away, so did David have the same prayer. And we can see that prayer in the book of Psalms, chapter 55, verse 6 and 8. He says, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Amen. David groaned for the wings of the morning to escape and to fly away. Moses prayed that same prayer for the time to be cut short, for there was sorrow and labor, and Moses wanted to fly away. And the Lord will surely hearken unto the voice of his bride, which is saying the same prayer, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come and give us the wings of glory that we might fly away and meet you in the air. The bride wants to see her husband face to face, and she will travel through every storm and wind just to reach her husband. Let us hearken unto the Lord's good counsel, and his counsel will provide the way of escape. The Lord has given this seven church age counsel in order for us to escape. And he spoke this counsel when he referred to the seven church age in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 18. He tells us, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich, and white raiment that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness will not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. Amen. This is the counsel that the Lord is giving the seven church age. For us to be counted worthy for this escape, we must hearken unto his divine counsel. We must anoint our eyes with the eye of the dove, with the oil that he has given us, that we may be awakened, that we can be able to arise and to watch. Just as Jesus tells us in the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 36, he tells us to watch, therefore, and pray always that you might be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Amen. The enemy is always after us and wants to imprison us, just as we see the same pattern happening in the days of the apostles in the early church. They were always being put in the prison. And so we read that in Acts chapter 5, verse 18. It says, they laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But look what happened. In verse 19, the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go, stand, and speak in the temple for the people all the words of this life. But what did the high priest do? What did they all do? In verse 21, it says, they called the council together and they wanted to bring them forth from the prison. But when the officers came, they found them not in the prison. No matter what they planned against them, God always gave them the escape plan, as he counted them worthy to escape. And we see the same thing happening to Peter when he was put in prison. God had sent Peter's angel to help him to escape. It was the wings of Peter that came to him. And we see that also with Paul several times when he was put in prison. They took counsel against Paul. And we see that in Acts chapter 9, verse 23, it says that after many days, the Jews took counsel to kill Paul. But look what happened. The brotherly love of the disciples, they took Paul by night, and they let him down by the wall in a basket. Paul had a way of escape, and Paul escaped in the basket. And so will we also, through the seventh basket of brotherly love, have this escape. For we are currently feeding upon this seventh basket, which was left over for us. And as we know that Jesus did two miracles feeding the multitude. And in one of the miracles, in Mark chapter 8, verse 8, it says, after they ate and were filled, they took up the broken meat that was left seven baskets. So we know that each church age had its own basket of bread to eat from. And as we are now finishing the crumbs, the last little crumbs of bread and the last basket, after we eat our fill, we will surely enter into that basket to escape. For us to fly away, we are in need of brotherly love. We are in need to fulfill the love of Christ in each other, to see Christ in each other, to love each other as Christ loved us. And that is how we can see God for us to fly away. We are in need of the wings of the dove. And this was the unspeakable gift of God unto us. Paul tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15, he says, let us thank our God for this unspeakable gift. Truly, it's an unspeakable gift that we have received. And we have received the wings of faith through the spirit of the dove, which is Christ. And at the redemption of our bodies, we shall receive the wings of the unspeakable words to fly away from here. For the Antichrist is coming, and he has nothing in us. That is why the Lord will tell us to arise and let us get away from here, to meet him in the air. Our escape plan is coming. It's the mystery hidden in the third heaven of paradise. This is where Paul was taken, and he was shown this escape. He was shown the unspeakable words. And we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4, how that he was caught up into paradise, and he heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. These unspeakable words are the wings of the dove. We have each been given a set of wings of glory in the third heaven, hidden. And once this third heaven, once the windows are opened, these wings shall come down. Our elect angels, the word bodies that came out of the original angel, the original word brought forth words of life. And these words will come to reap the harvest. For at the end of the world, the reaping shall come, and the angels are the reapers. These are our angels, like the angel of Peter came to bring him forth out of prison. Our angels will come and release us from this prison of this corrupted body. And just as Moses prayed and said that we are now only living and spending our years as a story that is told, and we are now only spending our years the same way, telling a story, but this story shall become a reality. This story shall manifest in us, for we are the living epistles, and we will fly away once this unspeakable gift is revealed. Once these unspeakable words are heard, when we hear our word bodies come and tell us these words to arise, the light has come. Truly, the unspeakable gift is the word of God that is preached unto us. And this is the word that made all things possible. For Paul said that I can do all things in Christ. And this is the unspeakable gift. It is Christ. And we have each received Christ. We have each received the body of Christ. For Christ has broken his body for us. He has each given us a part of him, a part of his heart, a part of his wings for us to be at rest. And we have received these wings spiritually already. We have been given this rest in our spirit, in our soul. But we shall have rest also in this body once our redemption draweth nigh and is manifested before us. And these unspeakable words which Paul heard, this unspeakable gift, is what Peter tells us, that we will have unspeakable joy. And 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8 tells us, whom you having not seen yet, but you love, and whom though you see him not, you believe, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Amen. At the end of our faith, for the author is finishing our faith, at the end of our race, we will receive the end of our faith, which is the wings of the dove, which is our word bodies that will be given to us to fly away. we will put on this incorruptible and these immortal wings of glory, and we shall be gathering together in the air to meet our Redeemer, who liveth forevermore. These unspeakable words, this unspeakable gift, is giving us the revelation of unspeakable joy. We thank God, for He is finishing our faith, and He will finish writing our faith when He reveals the glory that is hidden inside of us. Amen.